Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Varden, the owner of Advanced Flooring Technologies and also the CEO of Unite. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Absolutely. How about yourself?
I'm good. Most people know who Robert Varden is. I mean, you've spent your whole career raising the bar on floor covering installation training, and that's what we're going to talk about today. When I first met you, you and Jim Walker were hand in hand out of the Kansas City market, and then you got tied in with CFI. You spent most of your career in installation training, right?
I have. Obviously an installer all my life and at heart. And one thing I realized early on is I couldn't learn enough. And the more I learned, it seemed like the less others knew. So I would try to share as much of that I had learned and techniques and so forth with anybody and everybody who would take the time to listen. My pull toward those entities like CFI and training and education, and I've done a ton of training with various different manufacturers over the years and traveled around the world troubleshooting and taking over installations. And I've always had a lot of pride in making sure that it was done right. And I love working with other guys and showing them things that I've learned along the way.
So you've scheduled a class in Wichita, Kansas for August the 13th to the 15th that's going to be focused on working with woven and natural fiber carpet and all of the nuances of Axminster and Wilton and velvets and hand wovens and even flat weaves. You're going to teach people how to work with that, right?
Absolutely. That product category, you know, as you know, building slowed down, sales have slowed down, but not that product category. People that are buying that stuff, they can afford to buy it. None of that category, if you talk to most of the retailers who are selling that, have not slowed down. And so even over the last couple of years, we've done training on those products. I mean, we have a one-day custom seam, and depending on which, be it a Flooring America, Carpet One, CCA, depending on the member we're going in to do that training with, you know, they're always bringing out what they're selling because, you know, you've got all these products, the new line from Maslin that's got all the hand wovens and, you know, the stuff out of India and Turkey and all this amazing stuff. Of course, you've got all your Canes, your Stantons, and, you know, and even talking with my buddy over there, it's like they've added 15 or 20 lines of single frame Wilton stuff that I thought was going to be going away, and all of it had evolved to face to face. So that class actually was kind of has evolved in the sense of, I've seen in the custom seam classes that we've been doing that stuff was becoming more and more in demand and more prominent as far as, hey, I've got customers who are selling more of this, but my guys are a little bit lost on how to work with it. And it is, Kemp. It's a completely different animal when it comes to working with those types of products versus the Sea of Bay, your typical tufted materials that guys are used to working with and running a top row on. So,
you know, when you start thinking of construction, you know, just take broadloom out of it. I mean, I know that's the 98% gorilla that's out there, but I mean, these products are woven. They have it's a whole nother animal to work with.
100%. You know, not only do those products, just the characteristics, even of stretching and installing them, you know, some of them people don't even want to see, but there's processes, but the process of doing it is nothing like just cutting and sealing and seaming together a piece of tufted material. You're dissecting, you're deconstructing, you're trimming, you're gluing. I mean, it's a process. And the thing too, Kemp, is that each different category, whether it's a hand woven or a face to face or, you know, a flat weave, the processes are all different. So it's not like one process. You know, you take a tufted material and for 98% of them, you're running a row, you're using a top cutter. Even when you go into dissecting your roving materials, they dissect differently. So it's almost like a different beast. And even then, you know, I can sit here and say, okay, take a flat weave. If I get four different flat weaves in front of me, that dissecting process may be different in all four of them. It's a very different category, very different beast. But I tell you, it's a category guys can really separate themselves with and do well.
Okay, so this thing's going to be in Wichita, Kansas. How big a crowd do you think you'll have?
You know, we scheduled it pretty quick because we had some people, you know, that were kind of had been asking and been asking. Normally, on a new class like this, we'll put it 3 months out. But so Jonathan Varden, who's actually been a trainer in that category for other entities for years, you know, he's a phenomenal teacher. And so that's, he's the one that runs the Wichita school. So that's why we decided to have it up there. And we had that week open because, like I said, we've been pretty busy. And I thought, you know what, even if we just kind of kick it off, get a few guys in it, but we've had a lot of interest. A lot of people have come forth and shown interest in attending. We've certainly got some registrants already. So, you know, most installers, they wait till the last minute. But I think we're going to have a pretty decent show out, even though it was one we scheduled rather quickly.
All right. Somebody's interested in going. How do they find out more information about it?
Well, they can certainly reach out to me. They can go to the website, advancedflooringtechnology.com. They can register for it on there.
All right. One last question, Robert, before I let you go.
Right.
How are we doing on getting more trained installers out there in the market?
That's a tough one, Kent. We introduced a three-day introduction to installation. And I think it opened up the door, not only just for some of these entities, because we're doing some with a couple of colleges. Like I said, we're doing some with these correctional facilities. While we're teaching them something, we're certainly not teaching them to install, but we're teaching them, we're showing them the trade. And like, especially with the correctional facilities, we're letting them know that this opportunity exists, this path, instead of maybe the one you've been taking that landed you here. It's a slow process. And even though we're staying busy, it's not as busy as we had anticipated, because I think with the economy slowing down, I mean, I think 23, when it first started slowing down a little bit, I think that was when the retailer said, okay, gosh, we haven't had time to get these guys out of the field to have them go through any training. We've been needing it desperately. Let's take that time and do it. So 23 had a big uptick in training for almost everybody. 24, we've seen them back off a little bit. I think they're a little more concerned with the business right now. Yes, we know it's slow, but take that time to gear up, get ready. It'll be back. Between the various different associations and organizations and the FCS, I think we're all making headway. It's just a big wave to turn. Big wave to turn.
Okay. Robert, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Robert Varden, the owner of AFT, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.